It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
You want to call it by its name? That's strictly for fags. That's faggot stuff.
You said balls. That's what's going on around the country. Here's what's happening in your neck of the woods.
Everybody say it. I am fat.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We're going to play Power of Five, not Power of Ten. This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show brought to you by Chipotle Mexican Grill, specializing in fresh, made-to-order gourmet burritos and tacos. Find yours at Chipotle.com. And later on, we will be having our presidential press conference for you, the listeners, to pretend that you are actually roving reporters. Should be very, very exciting.
Very fun, yeah.
I did want to mention that tomorrow on the show, we are going to have Pater. He is the non-punished intern.
That's right.
And because not only was he not duct-taped to the tree yesterday, like the other two stains that are interns on this show, we are going to have a makeover for Pater. Yes, as Bethann McBride would like to call it, it is Extreme Intern Makeover 2008.
Now,
does he, by default, now become the best intern?
By default, yes. But also, he was picked for the Extreme Intern Makeover because he is the most makeoverable. He is somebody who we can transform.
Yeah, and, I want to see his hair slicked down.
I think before we get here tomorrow, Bethann, we should have a picture of the old Peter
right.
on the website.
And after.
And
yeah,
then
sure.
Tonight, I understand that both Bethann McBride and our lovely Katie are going out to select clothing for Pater, and they're going to make him hip. That is what they'll be trying to do. And then tomorrow, people from the Grooming Lounge will be here for Pater's Extreme Intern Makeover 2008, thegroominglounge.com.
They will also check him for heartworms.
And it says here, I like their slug line, finally, a place where guys can be guys and are treated like kings.
That's right.
That sounds
good.
Does
that mean the people coming in and doing the grooming are going to be like hot babes?
We can only hope.
Maybe they provide a jester.
We'll see what happens. But, you know, they're talking about Pater, and I think Bethann and Katie have gotten my message. They're being a little too sweet about it. He said, we really want to make him look hip. We're really excited about that. And I said, listen, I just want the transformation. I want him to wear clothing that you would never see Pater in. And I want you to wear clothing. I want him to wear clothing where the departure is incredibly dramatic.
Dramatic difference.
You want to see something severe.
Yeah, severely, severely different.
It's like a real-life Ken doll for you, isn't it, Katie? A real-life Ken doll making over Pater?
Can we turn on the water cooler so we can hear Katie?
It's on.
Speak into the water cooler.
Speak into it, please.
Blurb.
Go ahead. So you're going out immediately after the show with Bethann McBride, and you are going to select Peter's clothing, correct?
Yes.
And you're excited.
No, I just realized we have broken this.
What? Broken what?
Oh, you guys bent the hell out of this mic boom here.
Oh, no.
What? We're going to need wrenches.
No,
here.
It's fine.
What are you talking? That's the way it was.
No, if I let go, it's going to get worse.
What are you talking about? What?
That mic boom was bent like that yesterday.
That was bent like that before. That has been bent long before us. Katie, work on the ADD. We're asking you about Peter's makeover.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yeah. God. I want to turn
look,
it into
a butterfly.
Ooh,
fantastic. Focus on the task. Right. I asked you, you're going out tonight and you're going to go to a. Do you have the clothing store picked out? I guess we shouldn't give him a plug.
We have a few. We're
really?
Working on, yeah.
What type of wear are we going? Peter's style right now.
Medieval
times. How would you describe his style right now?
1992.
So
garage bandy.
He's definitely not very hip, and
no.
He also has,
sweet, though.
His hair is probably 1986.
Oh, 1976.
You're excited about this, so you jumped at the chance to do this,
I
recall.
I think he can look hot.
Okay.
I think we're going to work
Excuse
hard.
Me?
I think you're out of your
hot?
Mind.
I think there's, okay,
he wouldn't look hot if he was sweating.
So are you going to do evening wear for him, like to go out to the opera? Are you going to do hip club wear?
Yeah.
What are you
going to?
What is this going to be? I like black tie. Just put him in a tux.
I think it should be a surprise. All I know is
surprise. Yes, make his day.
I want it to. I think this is what I said at the break. I think it would be good if we make him over into something that I would F on a Saturday night.
But only Saturday.
All right.
Very good.
I'm not sure I would. That's for sure. All right, Katie, we'll have fun tonight doing that with the makeover, and you'll be in here presenting the outfits. When you pick out the outfits, we're going to do it just like kind of a fashion show. Peter is wearing, and you can go right down to the underwear as far as I'm concerned.
I don't.
You don't pick out underwear?
I don't care to do that, Mike.
You don't want to pick out his underwear?
Maybe Beth Ann will. She's taking a shine to the interns.
Well, you two go nuts tonight, okay? Have fun.
So to speak.
Enjoy. Yes,
she
enjoy
just said
yourself.
She wouldn't.
Have fun. Enjoy yourself.
You know. Said... Balls.
I did no such thing, Al.
No.
But that happens tonight, tomorrow, the big Extreme Makeover 2008. Thank you, Katie. We'll look forward to that. Are we ready? Do we have our Power of Five music, Rob Spiewak? It's time for America's favorite game show, the game show that gives you, the listener, the chance to win $100. I am talking about the Power of Five.
It's half the questions for half the respect. Have your shirt half open.
Yes. But
twice the fun.
All right. Now, Rob, please, once again, to explain the dollar values or the penny values as we go on.
As we climb the ladder of
right.
the Power of Five,
mm-hmm.
with one correct true-false answer, you will win a penny.
Right.
Wow.
You can stop there, collect your penny.
Yes.
Or move on to round two. Round two is worth a dime.
One dime for you.
And then a dollar.
Right.
Then $10.
Ah, that's
and
true.
Then... a C note, $100.
$100?
That's our top prize
today. You got all five.
Buzz Burbank asked for it, and that's why we're giving it to you. And now, without further ado, incidentally, these are all true-false questions.
Right.
And it's cumulative. That's how it works.
I'm
Let's play
say true.
The power of 10.
And
Let's...
remember, at any time, Mike can throw a curveball, and maybe there's a bonus round.
Yes, you never know when there might be a bonus round. What?
I don't know.
All right, let's go to, is Charlie here? JR from Wichita. How are you, sir?
Doing great here in Buzz Country.
Are you ready to play the Power of Five? And incidentally, you don't need to respect the Power of Five as much as you respected the Power of Ten.
No, but you should be polite.
You should be polite to the Power of Five.
Please.
Right. And we will only have one other requirement. JR, is your shirt off today?
It's halfway off.
Half open.
All right, we'll accept that.
Half
All right.
the question.
JR, are you ready to play Power of Five?
I'm ready to play.
All right, here is your very first question. After a volcano erupts, the pollution-causing gases... from a type of volcanic smog officially known as VOG. Let me reread that. I don't think I read that the right way. After a volcano erupts, the pollution-causing gases form a type of volcanic smog officially known as VOG. Is that true or false?
False.
I'm sorry.
Oh.
That is true. You did not
so
collect
soon.
Your penny.
Sorry, man.
Sorry,
wow.
JR. Play again sometime. Thanks for calling in. Let's go to Eric in Gaithersburg, Maryland. Hello, Eric. How are you?
I'm doing well. Good
are you ready
gentlemen.
To halfway respect the Power of Five? And is your shirt off, sir?
Yeah, well, I pulled it up, so I've exposed my belly.
Fair enough. Be acceptable for the Power of Five. Here we go. Let's start with your penny question.
Penny.
Your penny question.
The penny question.
It's penny question.
Sure.
Penny any question.
It's copper.
Here we go. The state of Montana contains just 6 people... per square mile.
That's true.
That is correct.
Oh,
you have one American penny. Would you like to keep the penny or move on?
I'm going to roll my luck.
Okay.
For 10 cents.
What does that mean?
Here is your second question. Your 10-cent question.
Don't ask me, Rob. I don't know. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Employees of the Gillette Razor Company are not allowed to have beards. Employees of the Gillette Razor Company... are not allowed to have beards.
That's false.
That is your second correct answer. Congratulations.
11 cents.
You have made...
no, 10.
No, it's 10 cents. Don't make it anymore.
They don't add up.
No, you don't add them. That's okay. Not because then it would be...
That's the power of 6.
It's me always trying to help the
that
listener.
That is not true.
Okay.
You have won 10 cents. 10 would you like cents. To move on to your $1 question?
Pain in the ass.
Penny.
Jesus Christ, Buzz.
Penny
way to throw a monkey wrench into it.
Well, you wouldn't let me play the glove game.
I'll play with you at the end of this. I'll do it. Well, I'll do a quick round with you. All right. For
yes,
$1, you going to play?
It.
Very good. Yes. Here's your next question for $1. Black widows are notorious for bitings. I'm going to start again. Black widows are notorious for biting men's manitalia in outhouses. Want it one more time?
That's true.
That is absolutely true.
Mm. He's
it
won
is a
dollar.
Fact. You've won a dollar. They like dark wooded areas, no pun intended.
Hey.
Black widows often make a web across the toilet hole. Oh, this is freaking me
that
out.
That would
now.
Be bad.
Black widows often this is a fact.
I know.
They often make a web across the toilet hole, which makes for easy insect feasting. Ah!
Oh.
And they'll protect themselves against anything that comes near the web, no matter how engorged. Is that the Black Widow? That's gorgeous.
I hope
Jesus,
so.
Who writes these questions?
All right, that's a dollar. You ready to play for $10, sir?
Yes, I am.
Eric from Gaithersburg, you could be the first big winner on Power of Five.
What's
Here we
it called?
Go. Power of Five. Here's our music. Here's your $10 question. Sometimes the only way to identify the species of a spider is by examining the shape of its package. I'll give that to you one more time. True or false? Sometimes the only way to identify the species of a spider is by examining the shape of its package.
That's true.
That
wow.
is true.
Four in a row.
Suspiciously good on this game.
He's very good.
That is a fact, and that shape can be forked, can be forked, smooth, or spiky. I love the spider trivia.
I'm forked.
This is very good.
I'm
All right.
spiky.
That's $10. Are you ready to play for the grand total?
He has an opportunity to stop now and keep his $10.
Or play for $100.
Risk it all.
The big question. Eric, you're buzzing through these. Are
yes,
you going to play for $100?
Yes, I'm likely to throw it all away, but let's go for the big banana there.
All right, hold on. In India, people who live out in the country without electricity can receive emails hand-delivered to them by the Postal Service. I'll give it to you again. In India, people who live out in the country without electricity can receive emails hand-delivered to them by the Postal Service.
I'm going to say that's false.
I am so sorry. That is a fact.
That's a fact.
In India, Rob is filled with great delight.
$10 you'll never get back.
In India, people who live out in the country without electricity, they can receive emails, but they are hand-delivered to them by the U.S. By the Indian Postal Service.
Just think, Eric, you could have had yourself an appetizer at any of one of America's favorite restaurants.
I am so very sorry.
But $10 at America.
Eric,
thanks very much, gentlemen.
Nice
have
job. We're going to move on. Thank you so much. We appreciate it. Let's go to Matt, Bowie, Maryland. Matt, how are you today?
I'm great, guys. How are you?
Did you get a chance to hear how close our friend Eric came?
Yes, I did.
All right, very good. Let me move on because we got a lot of spider questions here in a row, so I'm going to jump ahead.
Gentlemen,
mind if I
can.
Jump ahead a little bit
I wish
here?
You would.
Not at all.
All right, here we go.
Start easy for the penny question.
We've got a penny question for you. Are you ready, sir?
I am ready.
Matt from Bowie. No animals are born with horns. I'll give it to you again. No animals are born with horns for one penny.
I think that's false.
That is correct.
Ah.
Giraffes and the antelope, known as the oryx, both come into the world with horns.
Woohoo!
All right, that's it. They do have horns. You ready to play for 10 cents?
Good for a penny.
All right, 10 cents.
I am going.
All right, this is Matt from Bowie, and he's going to play for 10 cents right now. The leading cause of death for pregnant women is murder. True or false? And let me rephrase it so I can give it to you this way. The leading cause of death for pregnant women is murder.
True.
True is correct for 10 cents.
Are they ever murdered by the fetus?
No, I don't think that happens, Rob, except in your pregnancy. Your mother's still alive.
Yes, barely.
She's
hanging
thriving.
On. Hanging on.
Are you ready to play for $1, or do you want to keep your dime?
I think I'll go for it.
All right, here we go. Here's your next question. The guy who invented the hamburger bun, incidentally, you're playing for $1. The guy who invented the hamburger bun capitalized on his creation by opening the hamburger chain White Castle. I'll give it to you one more time. The guy who invented the hamburger bun capitalized on his creation by opening the hamburger chain White Castle.
I think that is false.
That is false.
Yeah.
Walter Anderson is often credited as the first person to put a hamburger in a bun back in 1915. And he did open White Castle, but newspapers dating back at least as far as 1902 already describe hamburgers on buns.
Uh-huh.
Wow, that's almost too tricky for the Power of Five.
That's right. You've made $1. Would you like to play for 10 American dollars? Two more questions, and you win the $100.
I'm getting nervous, but I'll go.
All right, Matt from Bowie, good luck to you. The name Laura comes from the Greek for fresh smelling.
This is a good game.
The name Laura comes from the Greek for fresh smelling.
False.
False is correct.
Hey!
Wow.
Yeah!
That is not true. I don't know. They don't even give an explanation here.
Sure.
Let's move on.
Just that it's untrue.
The Empire's. Are you ready to play for $100? I assume you're going to do that, right, Matt?
Yeah, I'm playing for $100.
Or you could take the $10 and leave.
You could go with $10 and be a winner. You know, we don't have a lot of winners on this.
No, I'm going to go for it.
Yeah. All right. Very good. Here we go. For $100 American dollars, the first commercially marketed snowboard was called a Snurfer. The first commercially marketed snowboard was called a Snurfer. True or false?
True.
True is absolutely true.
A winner.
And that means that you, sir, have won $100 American dollars, and you have cracked the power of five.
People,
the power of five compels you. The power of five compels you. That's right.
People really do win on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Fact, as in Snow Surfer, it was called the Snurfer. It was the first commercially marketed snowbird, snowboard. And Matt from Bowie, you are the big winner. $100 for you.
Fantastic.
There you go. Good job. That was that was very difficult to do. We
and
finally
well
had a winner.
Well played.
All right, we've got time for one more person to give it a try.
Congratulations.
And then Buzz
Matt.
And I are going to play the water cooler game, and then we're going to have a commercial, and then the president's going to come by and visit us.
Wow.
Sounds good.
Keep track at home, won't you, please? Let's go to Larry in Sacramento, California. We have not spoken to one person from the Big Sack today. Hello, Larry.
Hi.
How are you, fella?
We're wonderful, Larry. Larry, we had a winner. Somebody actually won $100. Would you like to give it a try?
Yes, that's a tough act to follow.
It
Let's
is a
see.
Tough act to follow. Here's your first penny question. Question number one. The first commercially... Oh, I got that. That's the one I just read.
Snurfer.
Houdini's brother performed nearly the exact same magic act, but under a different name. True or false? That is true.
Really?
Very good.
Just like the Gallaghers.
He called himself Hardeen.
Really? Hardeen.
H-A-R-D-E-N.
Pronounce it carefully.
Hardeen. Even though their routines were similar, Hardeen was sort of like the Tito Jackson of the family.
Not quite as Harry Houdini.
So that's Houdini. That's it. You've got 1 cent. Would you like to play for 10?
Well, since it's going to cost you 34 cents to send it to me, I guess so.
Yeah. Very good. Here we go. Oh, we got a smarty pants here. Let me jump around a little bit.
Smarty pants.
Here we go.
You can sit right there.
All right. Here's your question for 10 cents. A walrus baculum, or peepee bone, for the less scientifically skilled, measures up to 2 feet long. I'll give it to you one more time. A walrus baculum, or peepee bone, for the less scientifically skilled, measures up to 2 feet long.
This is also true.
Yes, it is
true.
Two in a row.
Yes, interesting.
Mike, that is a lovely baculum.
10 cents for you. Would you like to play for a dollar?
Let's go for it.
All right.
Yay.
There we go.
The power
of
five.
And how do you know that? You said it so confidently. How did you know that?
I'm partly related to the walrus, actually.
Oh, a funny answer. I'm getting suspicious.
Oh.
You haven't talked to anybody on the show, have you?
No, just...
You don't have any friends, do you?
Did you send us these questions?
You know, I am in Sacramento, so...
All right, here's your next question for a dollar. You ready? Eating pineapple is good for your bones. True or false?
False.
I'm sorry. That is true.
Please explain.
It's a good source of manganese, one of the elements we need to prevent osteoporosis. I am so sorry, Larry.
Did not know that.
Larry, terribly sorry. You get to walk away with nothing, but you can play the game anytime on Power 5. Thank you for playing.
Mike, thank you, boys.
He doesn't walk away with nothing. He walks away with a fantastic sense of humor.
I thought, really, even though we said you have to sort of respect the power of five,
yes.
He was not showing the game the proper
he
amount
was snarky.
Of respect.
A little lippy from Sacramento there.
All right. We have time for one more. Let's
one,
do
sure, one more. Quick.
All right,
one.
Absolutely. Let's go to Spokane, Washington. Kurt, we're going to give you one more chance to play because everybody loves this game. Are you ready?
Yep, Mike, ready.
For one penny, the Chevy Corvette was named after an old battleship.
True.
True is right. That's one penny. Would you like to play for 10 cents?
You bet.
For 10 cents. One of the new pastimes for drunken British people is to watch midget polo. Polo played by little people riding atop large dogs.
Dogs?
I'll give it to you one more time, Kurt.
Okay.
One of the new pastimes for drunken British people is to watch midget polo. Polo played by little people riding atop large dogs. True or false?
I'm going to say false.
False is a correct answer. Would you like to play for $1?
Wow. Actually, the dogs are small.
All right, here is your $1 question. The lifespan of a quahog clam is 220 years. I'll give it to you again. The lifespan of a quahog clam is 220 years.
That sounds true.
That is true.
And quahogs are delicious.
Yeah, and they don't taste like they're old.
No.
All right, let's go to your $10 question.
Neither does Helen Mirren.
Here we go.
The power of five.
I love those pictures. Are those going to be up on the website?
Already sure up.
Helen Mirren.
Already up.
In a little bikini. Very interesting.
Way up.
All right. Not counting endorsements. Oh, incidentally, I assume you're going to play for the $10, right?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. Not counting endorsements, the world's highest paid ballerina makes more money than the world's highest paid athlete.
False.
False is correct. That is not true.
Nicely done.
All right, here we go.
One more.
It's gotta be the
what
tough
are we
one.
Playing?
We're playing Power of Five. There's the music. Your chance for $100. You going to play for the $100?
I'm playing.
You could take the $10 and go home.
Is it in check or cash?
It'll be in a check.
Wow, I could just post a check on my wall at work here. But no, I'm going to go for $100.
You're going to go for it. Here we go.
Oh, foolish.
For $100, boy. Bethann's going crazy in the back. I'll write you a check, okay, Bethann?
No, you won't.
The horsefly and the housefly are the same animal. True or false? The horsefly and the housefly are the same animal.
False.
I am terribly sorry. Bethann McBride, because we're going to give away another $100 on Power of Five.
You did it, Kirk. You got the $100.
That's right. The horsefly is bigger, and the females suck blood. It is false.
That's true. They tear into your
that
skin.
That is a fantastic job, Kurt from Spokane. We gave away $200 on the Power of Five
and
today.
We provided more than $200 worth of entertainment.
Absolutely.
How about the Power of Five chant, too?
That was good stuff. Yes, the Power of Five chant, the Power of Five compels you. There you got the chant.
Thank you.
I'm going to put you on hold there, Kurt. Congratulations. Thanks for playing the game. We gave away $200. That means next time we have to up it to the power of 10 again.
I think so.
I don't want to make it too easy.
Started a penny.
I was getting suspicious there, too. We're also going to shuffle the questions a little bit more.
Good.
For those of you who have the home version.
Because I'm like Rob. I get a little hinky, you know, when we get to a couple of winners.
You don't actually start winning.
You know, because Rob's almost having a little influence on me and not feeling total joy when we get winners. But I do, sort of. You know how that works. Ladies and gentlemen, standing by in the lobby.
Yes.
Yeah.
He is actually here. And he will entertain your questions.
In studio, Dudio.
I am talking about the leader of the free world, the main man,
what?
W himself, fresh off his real press conference yesterday. He will be speaking to our listening audience. If you have a question for W, unlike our people here, you can call 877-365-3636. Rob Spiewak with his hand up.
I have a question. Does the president run his own phones?
He runs his own phones.
Does he really? He knows the software?
Yeah, he's actually skilled that
way.
That's terrific.
Just has a little trouble with the English language. More fun with the president coming back on the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll be right back.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.